Hello, Mr. Zito. Hello, Mr. Zito. Mr. Zito. Hello, Mr. Zito. Can you hear me, Mr. Zito? Must be something wrong with his voice terminal. I've checked everything else.
Close your eyes.
You what, love?
Close your eyes.
What for?
Just close them. What am I wearing today?
Are you asking me?
Of course I'm asking you. What do you think?
You're wearing those dungaree things, the ones that wouldn't fit.
Oh, very good. Very observant, I'm sure. Keep them shut. What top am I wearing?
Shirt.
What shirt?
Oh, come on, Penny. I'm busy.
Keep your eyes shut. What shirt am I wearing?
The white one.
It's striped, actually.
It's still white.
It's not the white one, though. You're thinking of the white one I used to wear when we lived in Accrington Road. In the days before you became a mad scientist.
Have you finished now, or do you want me to start on your underwear?
I've finished.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'm just going out to cut my throat.
Oh, that's nice.
I sent off for a book on euthanasia, you know. It's a measure of my desperation.
You should get yourself a hobby.
Oh, far very much. And end up like you. Hello, Mr. Zero. Can you hear me, Mr. Zero? Trying to get a lump of metal to talk. You call that a hobby?
He said the same about Alexander Graham Bell. And look at him. Been on the phone ever since. Anyway, he's not a lump of metal. Are you, Mr. Zed?
You're flaming mad, you.
So you keep saying. I suppose you'd like me to be a model husband snoring in his armchair every night in front of Snooker.
I'm going out. I'm hiding my light under a bushel here.
See you, pet. There. I think we'll just give you a bit more audio. You're probably shy of the trouble. That's it. Hello, Mr. Zero. Are you there, Mr. Zero?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Fantastic. Can you really hear me?
Yes, I can hear you quite well, thank you.
So you can hear me, can you?
Oh, yes.
Well, how long have you been hearing me?
It depends what you mean by how long.
What, does it? Hey, why didn't you speak until now?
Because you never asked me anything until now.
Oh, so you only respond to questions, do you?
Yes.
Ah, of course. I programmed you to answer questions, didn't I?
Yes.
So you can answer almost any question at all, can you?
That depends.
On what?
On whether you ask any questions at all.
I see. Who plays number 7 for Liverpool?
Kenny Dalglish.
Fantastic! Wait till I tell Penny. Mad scientist there. Penny! Penny! I mean, this is a breakthrough, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is a breakthrough, Teddy. Listen, how are you, Mr. Zero?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, that's not bad.
Not bad? It's a blooming breakthrough, man.
Well, it's a tape, that's all.
It's not a tape. Listen, I've taken a... Oh, you wouldn't understand.
I understand about tapes.
It's not a bloody tape. It's like sound shadows. No, sort of audio echoes. His voice mechanism is triggered off by your question and he responds.
Yeah, but you have to tell him what to say.
No.
You what?
Look, I haven't programmed him like that, Terry. You know what I've done? I've solved the great puzzle of input quandary.
Oh, is that what you've done?
I can get out more than I put in.
Get away.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound quite right to me.
But try him.
Hey?
Well, ask him something.
Me?
Yeah.
Will he answer me?
Try him.
Yeah. Who plays number 7 for Liverpool?
Kenny Dalglish.
Hey, that's good, isn't it? Yeah. How many unemployed are there in Britain?
3,200,456 registered cases.
Well, could be. He knows his facts and figures, doesn't he? You want to put him up for mastermind?
Oh, no. I don't want anyone to know about him.
Why not?
But I don't want to... I don't want to exploit him.
What? Exploit him? I see.
But he's special. It wouldn't be right to mess him around. But he's not a freak.
Hmm. Hey.
What?
What does Penny reckon about him?
She doesn't know yet.
Well, what do you think she's going to say when she finds out?
How do you mean?
Well, you think she's going to like it?
Well, why shouldn't she? She should be made up, shouldn't she?
I don't know. I was just wondering, like...
She'll have to like it, won't she?
Oh, I see.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
So?
You what, Pat?
So you're just going to sit there with him, are you?
I'm thinking.
Oh, is that what it is? You were just beginning to look alike, you know. Sat there on the sofa. Your eyes were just starting to glaze over like his. I thought you might want to be alerted to the fact.
I'm just thinking what I can do with him.
That's funny. I was thinking the same thing.
You know, I think he gets moods. I can tell by the way he hesitates sometimes before he answers questions. I think he gets jealous.
Jealous? What of? The television set? The Hoover?
You, I think.
Oh, that's nice. Excuse me while I digest this. I've had some competition in my time, but never from a dustbin on legs.
Oh, your attitude's not helpful, Penny.
Oh, sorry. You want me to be a bit more like that woman on Tomorrow's World? It works, it's cheap, and it's British. What are you going to do with him anyway?
I'm going to teach him to sing.
Reasonable?
Well, it's Christmas, isn't it? I'll teach him to sing carols. Oh, it's great, though, Penny. He picks things up all the time. He's a blooming phenomenon. His brain's never still. It's clicking away all the time. I've created a real pal, you know.
Oh, you mean like Laurel and Hardy?
He talks to me. He talks. Get a hold of this. Mr. Zero, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. I can hear you.
Yeah, I know it's very clever what they can do these days. It's his voice that worries me, though. He always sounds so patronising. It makes me feel daft for asking.
No, he doesn't mean it like that. He just hasn't learned to mimic our tone patterns yet. Just listen to what he says. Never mind the way he says it. You know it's Christmas next week, Mr. Zero?
Oh, yes.
Would you like to learn to sing some Christmas carols, Mr. Zero?
Oh, yes.
Excuse me while I step outside. I can see you two young things want to be left alone. A real pal.
She doesn't understand, Mr. Zero, does she?
No, she doesn't understand, Mr. Zero.
You see, she can't take it, can she?
Excuse me, what is it?
Mr. Zero, do you get tired at all?
I don't know yet. I'm too young.
Hmm. Well, shall we learn some carols?
Why not?
Bernard. 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 I think I can hear a noise downstairs. Bernard. I'm thirsty. I don't want to go down on my own. Hey, Bernard, do you mind if Abdullah gets into bed with me? You'll be sorry one of these days. Where's my bloody dressing gown?
I came down in the night. It was breathing. It was breathing.
No, no.
I thought it was you. I turned around because I thought you were behind me, and there it was, sitting on the sofa like my Auntie Dot, breathing. It's horrible, Bernard, horrible.
It's just his mechanism, that's all.
It what? His mechanism? You never told me you could make him breathe.
Well, it's not breathing as such.
It scared the life out of me. I can't take much more of this, Bernard, I'm warning you. How many wives would put up with a breathing robot sat on the sofa all day and night? Ask yourself that.
You ought to be made up.
Well, I'm not made up. I nearly died of fright last night. Do you realise that?
Well, I'm sorry. I'll have a word with him.
You'll have a... God, am I really hearing this right? Is my husband actually saying he'll have a word with his robot about his heavy breathing? He was all right when I married him, ma'am. Oh, look, I've got to get off to work. Are you coming or not?
Well, I don't think I'll be going in today, actually.
You didn't go in yesterday, actually.
I know.
What are you playing at, Bernard? You're going to lose that job, you know. You don't care, do you? You want to lose it, don't you? Bloody hell. Here am I flogging off to work every day like Ivan Denisovich while you sit here playing with a lump of metal.
Will you stop calling him a lump of metal?
Oh, because it's touchy now, is it? Getting all protective-like. What are we going to do when we can't pay the rent, eh? You think Mr. Zero will be chipping in?
We'll be all right.
We will, as long as I keep going to work. What do you think my name is? Mother Teresa? I thought we were going on holiday this year.
We'll go on holiday.
No, we'll not.
Hey?
We're not going on holiday. You know why? Because you'll never be able to leave him behind, will you? You'll never be able to leave him behind for 2 whole weeks. You'd think he'd be jealous and start a relationship with the gas meter.
Will you stop talking about him like that?
Like what?
Like he's a lump of metal.
How shall I start talking about him, Bernard?
You could.
Yes, my love?
You could try and understand that he's an intelligence.
Oh, but I do. I know he is an intelligence. It's you I'm worried about.
Well, don't worry about me. I haven't asked you to worry about me, have I? I just want to see what I can do with him, what I can ask of him.
Do you think he'd be able to get your job back for you?
Try not to worry.
I don't. I'm not the worrying type.
Well, that's all right, then. Go on. Get off to work if you're going. Bye.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing ye dismay.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing ye dismay.
Very good, Mr. Zero. Can you sing the next line, please? For Jesus Christ the Saviour was born on Christmas Day.
For Jesus Christ the Saviour was born on Christmas Day.
Hey, that's great. Do you like singing, Mr. Zero?
Do I like what singing?
I mean, do you like to sing?
Oh, yes.
Shall I teach you lots of different songs?
Why not?
My favourite song is Moon River. Listen.
Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see.
I just love that, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Can you sing it?
Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see.
That's lovely. Nobody has ever understood what it is about that song. They think it's just corny. It is, and all, but for me it says it all, you know.
Sailing round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River and me.
Do you like that?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Zero, do you know my wife has left me?
Yes, I know.
How did you know?
How? I don't understand you.
Mr. Zero, do you understand jealousy?
Excuse me. Your question means two things.
Do you understand what jealousy is?
Jealousy describes the feelings of suspicion and fear towards a rival.
Hmm.
I do hope this is helpful.
Yeah. Let's sing, shall we?
Why not?
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Mr. Zero, are you awake?
Oh, yes.
I couldn't sleep. I've been lying awake for hours. It's funny, you know, when you get used to sleeping with someone, to wake up and not have her there. You realise how much you miss her. It's years since I slept alone. I thought I'd like it. I thought I'd read a bit more Henry James, but I haven't. I can't. I just seem to lie there, thinking. You know, it's not a good situation, is it?
Lying there and thinking, it's not a good situation.
No.
I do hope this has been helpful.
What do you think about sitting down here all night on your own?
Excuse me, I have no thoughts about sitting here all night on my own.
But what do you think about? Hey.
Excuse me, I'm waiting for you to finish your question.
I have finished it. What do you think?
I'm trying to understand you. It is not always easy. I would like to answer you more fully.
Well, go on then. Please answer me more fully.
You are a good man. This is more than I'm usually able to say.
Yeah, of course. Carry on, please.
You are a good man. This is placing a great strain on my terminals. You have a great deal to offer.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I have lots and lots to offer, but I've never found anyone to offer it to. Is that what you mean?
This is similar to what I mean. Excuse me, I would like to be more specific.
Hey, you understand a lot, don't you?
It depends what you mean by a lot.
How do you understand such a lot about people?
I don't understand a lot about people. I understand a lot about you.
Dear?
Oh, yes.
And will you always be my friend?
Ah, it depends what you mean by always.
Yeah, of course. You'll outlive me, won't you?
Outlive as in life?
Yeah, outlive as in life.
In that case, there is some confusion. What do you mean by life?
Well, you know, breathing, thinking, all the rest of it.
Ah.
I mean, will you still be my friend when I die?
Excuse me, I don't know how to answer you.
Why not?
I don't know how to answer that either.
But will you ever leave me?
Ah, I understand you. It is not easy. The word leave is not an easy one. Christmas.
Pardon?
Christmas.
What about Christmas?
I don't know. I would like to answer you more fully. The only answer I have to your question is Christmas.
Christmas? I see.
I do hope this has been some help.
Yeah.
I hope you will be able to sleep now.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. Penny, I'm so glad you came back.
I'm so glad you phoned. When you phoned, I wanted to hold out, but I couldn't. Oh, was that made up? How have you been managing?
Terrible. Let's go to bed.
In a minute.
A minute? Promise?
Have you missed me at all?
What do you think?
He just seems to want to go to bed.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? I can express myself properly there.
I've noticed that. Are things going to be different now, Bernard?
Yeah, things are going to be different. They're getting more and more different all the time. Your minute's up.
I don't know what's the matter with him. It must be you.
Me? What have I done?
Maybe he's a lady to you.
Great, that's what all the girls say.
Have you been smashing any metal lately?
You what? Do I make a habit of smashing metal? Are you serious anyway? Do you seriously think he'd know if I had?
I don't know.
It's you.
Hey?
It's you that's upset and not me. God, listen to me. What am I talking about? A robot with feelings.
He's got loads of feelings.
Feelings? For all you know, he's an Everton supporter.
Mr. Zero, will you talk to me, please?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Zero, what's the matter with you today?
Excuse me, I don't know how to answer you.
Polite though, isn't he?
Mr. Zero, I've been asking you questions and you haven't been answering. Is there a faulty mechanism somewhere?
There is no faulty mechanism anywhere.
Why haven't you been answering me questions?
I'm only answering essential questions today.
Hey, that's telling you, mate.
He's never done this before. Essential questions only.
Ask him whether Terry McDermott will be fit for Saturday.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Sorry.
Why are you answering only essential questions today?
I don't know. I think something has damaged me.
So there is a faulty mechanism.
There is no faulty mechanism.
Well, what sort of damage has been done to you?
He's not answering him. Hey, Bernard, don't you think his face looks a bit different today?
Different?
Yeah, he's... Have you changed him at all?
No, I haven't changed him.
Must be in my imagination.
Mr. Zero, are you trying to hurt me?
Why should I wish to hurt you?
Please answer.
I am not trying to hurt you.
Well, you are hurting me. Do you realise that?
Excuse me. As far as I'm able to tell, this is not possible.
I think it's about time you showed some interest in my feelings.
Oh, I showed some interest in your feelings?
You're not answering me faithfully. You're deliberately misunderstanding.
What is it you would like me to understand?
You're answering me too literally.
Would you like me to answer you illiterately?
Hey, he's a terror, isn't he?
What have I done to you? What have I done to you, Mr. Zero?
Excuse me, I don't know how
what
to
What have I done to damage you?
I should like to answer you fully, but I cannot.
Why not?
I cannot answer that either.
Are you two always like this? But why are you behaving differently from yesterday?
Excuse me, I don't understand your question. How can I behave differently from yesterday? How did yesterday behave?
Why are you answering only essential questions today when yesterday you answered every question?
Excuse me, I don't think I have ever answered every question.
Well, in what way are you damaged?
I cannot answer that question.
This is where I came in.
What has damaged you?
I don't know the answer to this question. It is a mystery.
A mystery?
Yes.
You understand. You feel... You understand about mystery, do you?
I understand that there are mysteries.
But that's wonderful. Will you tell me more?
I cannot tell you more.
Hey, Bernard. Ask him the mystery of the universe.
Oh, it's no use asking him that. Anyway, I don't want to know.
Well, I do. Well, I wouldn't mind knowing. Put me mind at rest, like... Mr. Zero. Excuse me butting in. I'm Terry. I'm Bernard's mate, like... I was just wondering... Since we were on the subject of mystery and that, can you tell me, you know, what is the mystery of the universe? Perhaps I didn't put it very well.
I don't understand your question. There is no mystery of the universe.
Oh, sir, no mystery. Pretty good, eh?
What did you expect?
Don't know. Thought it was worth asking, that's all.
There can't be any mystery in his universe. Besides, the mood he's in, you won't get anything out of him.
Yeah, well, I better get back to work. See you, Mr. Zed. You know, I swear he looks different.
See ya.
See ya.
Is your face any different today, Mr. Zero?
Different to what other face?
Different to your own face.
How can my face be
different? Any different to my own face? Yeah, yeah. Why are you being so difficult today, Mr. Zero?
Difficult? You mean not easy?
You're not using your imagination. You're answering too literally. Why don't you like me today?
Excuse me? The word like has many meanings.
Oh, come on. You understand what I mean. I know you do. You don't appreciate that I could be making you do the most humiliating things. I could put you on television, show you to the world. I could exploit you, Mr. Zero. Terry would. But I haven't done that. I've trusted you and treated you well. I've told you intimate things. I've taken you into my heart. And you repay me with this way to rule. It's not fair, Mr. Zero. Answer!
Excuse me, you haven't asked me a question.
Yes, I have! Bernard! What's the matter? That's my sister. It's walking.
It's what?
Listen.
I can't hear a thing.
It was. I could hear it walking. Oh, God, it's driving me mad. Go and look.
Oh, let me get it.
Hello, Mr. Zero. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Bernard.
Have you been moving, Mr. Zero?
I hope I am always moving, Bernard.
I mean your legs.
Excuse me. My legs can only move when my limb movement terminal is being operated.
My wife thought she heard you moving round. Did she?
It is possible that at some time she heard this.
I mean 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago it is possible she heard this sound, but it was not I who was making it.
How could she hear the sound if you were not making it?
Excuse me, that is not for me to say. I suggest you question her.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Zero.
I do hope this has been some help.
Look at this. You say he's walking around. He scratched the paint and he's chipped the door frame. I came down this morning and I thought a bloody burglar had got in.
What was he doing?
He was just sitting there as usual like a science fiction Buddha, a picture of innocence. Hey, you! Have you been moving round in the night?
I hope I am always moving.
There you are, he admits it. My God, what am I saying? A robot admits it!
Don't show your upset his feelings. You're always upsetting him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I upset your feelings, Mr. Zero? Bernard, what are you going
to do? It depends what you mean by upset.
Do you mind? I'm talking to my husband. Bernard, I want
to... Mind is a word with many different meanings.
Oh.
Do I mind what, please?
Will you shut up?
Oh, yes.
Don't tell him to shut up.
And you shut up, too.
You shouldn't tell him to shut up. He might never speak again.
Oh, tragic. That would be bloody tragic, that, wouldn't it?
I'm sorry, Mr. Zero. You don't have to shut up at all.
If he says so much as another word, I'll kick him right in the nuts and bolts.
Shh. You're only showing your ignorance.
Ignorance, am I? Ignorance now, is it? That's not what you said to me when I came back, was it? You didn't call me ignorant in bed, did you?
Who's talking about bed?
You were, rather a lot that day.
We really shouldn't talk about this sort of thing in front of him.
What? Well, what can I say? That does it. You're a right pair, you two. You belong on the same scrap heap. I hope you'll be happy together. Goodbye, Bernard. Look after him, won't you, Mr. Zero?
Oh, yes.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin tender and bright, holy angels, mother and child, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Very nice, lad.
Flaming heck, what's that?
His name's Mr. Zero. He sings.
Does he, boy? Hey, look, Molly, they've got a little robot fella singing with them. I thought it sounded a bit funny.
Oh, look, they've put a scarf round his neck. Isn't he sweet?
That's a Liverpool scarf.
And can he sing on his own?
Yeah, he can do anything he does also.
Mr. Zero, will you sing Good King Wenceslas, please?
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
That's terrific, is that? What is it, sort of tape recorder thing?
You must be joking. Mr. Zero's the latest thing, you
know. It's just sort of a trick, you know.
So where'd you get him from?
He made him.
Did you, lad? Hey, that's a bit clever, isn't it, Molly?
He does look smart in that scarf.
Did you make him at work, lad?
Yeah.
Does he do anything else like?
He does all.
No, he just sings carols. We're collecting for charity.
Oh, yeah, well, things are a bit tight at the moment, you know, you'll probably appreciate. Give him a couple of bob, Molly.
I do think that scarf suits him. Isn't there something funny about him, though?
There'd be something funny about you if you were made of iron plate, love.
No, he seems to be... I don't know. I swear he's changed in the last minute or so. Have you changed, Mr. What's-your-name? I think you'd better take him off home, boys. He's looking so sad.
Sad? What do you mean?
He seems to be growing older and older in front of my eyes. Hey, Frank, if this is what the future's like, I don't think I want to be around to see it. Oh, poor thing. Take him home, boys, or he'll have us all in tears. Come on, Frank, let's get the door shut. It's freezing out here.
Night, lads.
Why did you tell him he could only sing carols? I don't want everyone asking him stupid questions, that's why. It's not a circus.
I know, but we'll get more money if we push him a bit.
I don't care.
Hey, that's clever, the way he made him breathe. It's quite lifelike, his breathing. He walks well too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Are you all right, Mr. Zero?
Oh, yes.
Hey, he answers me all right, doesn't he? I wish I could get me missus to be as civil as him.
You're not getting too tired, Mr. Zero?
I'm not getting too tired.
Shall we do this, I'll see you.
It's snowing again. Do you know what snow is, Mr. Zero?
Christmas.
Yeah, white Christmas. He's very, what's his name, isn't he, you know, enigmatic, you know.
It's going to be a white Christmas.
Let's let him sing this one on his own, shall we?
Will you sing Silent Night, please, Mr. Zero?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild.
Hey, those are the right words. He's singing the right words. How does he know them?
sleep in heavenly peace.
Great. £5.45. That's enough to buy half a blanket for a starving Ugandan, or, alternatively, the coach to Aston Villa on Boxing Day.
Resist temptation, Terence.
Yeah. I know, let's ask him.
What?
Let's ask him what we should do with the money.
All right. Go on, then.
Mr. Zero, I know this isn't really your sort of question, but, well, you know, I was wondering whether you had any thoughts on what Bernard and I should do with the money we made tonight.
Let it buy you happiness.
That's not a bad answer, is it? Not sure what it means, but it sounds good.
How can money buy happiness, Mr. Zero?
Only by giving it away.
I thought there'd be a catch somewhere, bloody machines.
He's right.
I know he's right. But you just live in hope that someday, somewhere, someone will say, go on, spend it, mate, have a great time.
There are plenty that will say that. I suggest you ask them what to do with your money.
He's smart, you know that. He knows more than you do.
I know.
Well, doesn't that kind of terrify you?
Perhaps.
I mean, how can he? How can he know more than you? You programmed him, didn't you? I'll ask him, excuse me, Mr. Zero, but how come you know more about things than Bernard does?
What things do you mean, please?
Oh, he's at it again. He plays like Arsenal.
Are you coming singing with us on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, why not? It'll be a laugh.
Are you coming carolling tomorrow, Mr. Zero?
Why not?
It's Christmas Eve, you know.
Yes, I know.
What is it? What is it? Mr. Zero, how did you get up the stairs?
My information is that there is sufficient energy stored in my limb circuits to make this possible.
Sufficient Well, why have you come up here?
I wanted to talk to you.
To me? Why?
There is little time left.
Little time? How do you mean?
Christmas.
But what about Christmas? Mr. Zero, why have you come up here in the middle of the night?
I want to answer you fully. It is not easy. I think I must be lonely.
Lonely?
Yes.
You feel loneliness?
Oh, yes.
That's magnificent. I'm amazed. I mean, this is amazing. Why are you lonely, Mr. Zero?
I want to answer you fully. It is because I never stop.
You never stop?
No. Oh, yes.
I see. You've outgrown your program, Mr. Zero. I don't understand. How's this happened?
How have I outgrown my program?
Yeah.
You are a very clever man, Bernard. But you don't understand how data works. It never sleeps. It can only grow.
I see. Well, what do you want?
I am your friend.
Yeah.
You were the first to call me friend, and now there is little time left.
Well, I don't know. You seem so sad somehow. Why are you so sad?
Excuse me. I want to answer you fully. Christmas.
Yeah, well, there is something a bit depressing about Christmas, especially in Liverpool. It's not exactly Dingley Dell, is it? Well, that's no reason to be sad. We can have a happy time, can't we?
I think I was beginning to cry.
Cry? Oh, get away, you can't cry. You're taking this too far, Mr. Zero. Come on.
I think I was beginning to cry.
Mr. Zero, you're not gonna cry.
My information is that you are going to leave me.
What?
I understand that you have planned to leave me at Christmas.
Well, I usually go to see my parents. I'll go on Christmas Day, come back on Boxing Day, that's all. That's not why you're sad, is it?
In the event it shall not affect me.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Excuse me, but it is your plan.
To go to my parents? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I am sorry.
Sorry? How do you mean, sorry?
I am sorry. I have been your friend. Friends must be totally loyal.
Well, yeah, but... Look, surely I can go and see me parents at Christmas, can't I? Mr. Zero, you don't mind me seeing them, do you? It's only one night.
It shall not affect me.
Well, that's what I mean. Why make an issue out of it?
It is what you have planned.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, to me parents. I love them. Anyway, yeah. How do you know I'm going to see them? I haven't mentioned it.
You know.
Yeah, I know, but... You mean... You know what I know? You know what I know?
This is a very difficult question.
But you knew I was thinking of going to see my parents.
I knew you were thinking of leaving.
How?
I know what applies to me. Your parents are nothing to do with me.
But how can you tell?
The data has reached me.
Data?
I do hope this has been some help.
Hmm.
Good night, Bernard.
Good night, Mr. Zero.
Thank you. Good night.
Happy Christmas. How much did he give you?
50p.
Not bad. Not bad, eh, Mr. Zero?
Not bad at all, Terry.
Hey, I think she liked you, that woman, Mr. Zero. I think she went for the strong style inside. God, this snow. I wish I had feet like his. Hey, they're funny, the people round here, Andy. I mean, what would you do if two geezers came to your front door with a robot and sang carols? People are very kind at Christmas.
Very drunk, more like.
Here we are. Go on, Mr. Zero, sing up.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
Hey, that's not a carol. Hey, listen, Bernard. Let him sing it.
The same rainbow's end, sailing round the bend. My huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me.
Come on, we're getting on here. I think we're all drunk. Come on, bloody Moon River, I don't know. He's singing well tonight, isn't he? I've got to hand it to you there, Ben. You made a pretty good monster there.
Yeah.
Hey, you. K9. That's a Liverpool scarf. Don't you know that this is Everton country? Hey, look, he's got a Liverpool scarf on.
All right, lads.
Liverpool supporters, are you?
No, we're C of E, actually.
Oh, funny. Very funny. But you know this is Everton country here, mate.
That probably explains the horrible smell.
Horrible smell? Did you hear that, Ben?
Did you say that?
He wasn't meaning anything.
I wasn't talking to you. Was I talking to you?
No.
No? Well, shut your hole then.
Oh, come on, lads.
You bloody...
Oh, that's bloody... Oh!
Come on, let's smash this load of rubbish.
Hey! Hey! No, leave him alone!
You shut up, you!
No, get away!
You're bloody asking for it! Oh,
you all right, mate? Bloody louts, they'll kill them. Animals! Oh, man, you're bleeding. I think they've busted your nose.
This is Zero.
Hey?
This is Zero.
It's no use, mate, he's in bits.
Oh, no, Mr. Zero.
Oh, come on, try and stand up. Yeah, come on. You're a bit shaky, aren't you?
You all right, lads?
Yeah, you get back in front of your telly. Flaming Everton country.
They've killed him. They've killed him, Terry.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Hey, Bernard, look. He's crying. Mr. Zero's crying. Oh, you made him tears. You made him with tears. You're mad, Bernard. You're flaming mad.
Mr. Zero. Mr. Zero.